Enda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless, the Harbinger on the Line Revolution, a marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
I mean, look at Aya. He's got a massive song he was performing with Robert Boy and ENCA.
Bro, I saw that in the morning. Yeah,
he was mixing on YFM.
Oh. The same day, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Ghost Lady's about to give birth.
Yo. Oh, shout out. Whoa.
You know what I mean? You are on TV every fucking day.
Cable.
You know, I'm TV on the internet.
And then we got Mesh waiting for roadkill by the toilets.
Yo, what happened? Mesh?
Wait.
Explain. Mesh was... Whoa.
Bro, I gotta start off by saying that John Kane interview was one of my favorite interviews ever.
Bro.
Iconic.
Bro, like, I had an out-of-body experience during that interview, man. During the interview, I had an epiphany. I'm like, fuck, do you realize that if it wasn't for the podcast, we would be sitting next to this nigga? He wouldn't even know our names.
Nothing.
I felt so blessed, man.
Yeah.
Sure. It was amazing.
Bro, fuck. This is a Hollywood A-lister, essentially, you know? People in Hollywood go, oh my God, it's John Carney. You know what I mean? Like, he's a legendary winner of that award.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson has that award. Who else got that award? That nigga who shot someone. Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Liam Neeson. Not anybody. A Tony Award, right?
Mm.
Yeah, not anybody just gets that thing.
And that's just like not even a scratch of the surface in terms of accolades.
Dude.
That's just like one of many.
Bro.
I mean, and he's so chilled, bro.
Yeah. Great storyteller. Like everything. He was just the way he narrated it his whole life. Ah, man.
So when I found out we're doing John Carney, I'm like, so wouldn't it be cool if you asked John Carney to do a voiceover? And we ask him to say some stupid shit. Like, I'll sabi na.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
what
like
have
a serious tone.
Yes.
The jargon of the podcast language in, you know?
You know, he's got that girls. Tone of like a Morgan Freeman kind of voice.
Yes.
Yes!
So I'm like, Saul, please write the script. And then Saul wrote the script. And then after he did the voiceover or whatever, John Carney's like, yeah, man, y'all niggas are deep, eh?
Yeah, like, that's how he speaks, like literally. Yo, what's up, homies? When he got there, like, what's up, homie?
Let me play it, man.
Entering a space.
And how this happened is, it was just meant to be an intro for the audio podcast.
Yeah.
So on Spotify, we've got an iTunes, we've got a different intro than the one on YouTube.
Yeah.
So this was meant for that, and then we sent it to Mesh, and then Mesh did this.
Yeah.
We were like, yo, this is too much, Mesh. Which one is this one?
It was just so
how did you come up with the script, dog?
It was weird. You asked me, remember? And then night before, I was like, you know, nothing was coming. And then 30 minutes before, I went to the because we had two shoots that day.
Yeah.
The first shoot.
Yeah.
Just grabbed coffee and then I wrote all the things, the jargon and the language, al sabiini, all those things.
Yeah.
Just wrote a list of them and then I just came up with the first. As a writer, when you come up with the first line, everything then follows.
As a writer.
Yeah. You know?
No,
I'm a writer, bro. I'm a writer.
So I give it to you.
I'm a writer.
You're a writer.
You know, I love language. I'm a writer.
Yes.
As a writer.
Yeah.
How, dude, writing, which one is this one? Is peanuts. it's not easy, bro. You're a writer, you know? You just count the first line and then just weaved everything else as we went. And shout out to you, man. You added the grandeur part. It skipped my mind completely. Because I said it for Sabi, just pussy juice. And this grandeur is a beautiful touch. And it rhymed also. That was amazing, man.
Let me play it.
Henda, you are now entering a space for black history.
Hey!
A voice for the voiceless.
A voice for the voiceless!
The Humbinger.
What? The Humbinger?
I'm gonna talk about that.
No, talk about it now.
Oh, are you, going pausing? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So,
line by line.
He butchered that line, right? He butchered it. That, because, by the way, guys, he had one take. He just saw this thing and read it. So, I mean, he obviously knows.
Live on the show.
Yes. So he was not prepared, right? So that line says, the harbinger of the online revolution. That's how beautiful it is. But I like the fact that it's got an error and we kept it, you know? Because we're not perfect, you know what I mean? I mean, we've said some shit, we get in trouble, some call us controversial or whatever, and we don't come across as perfect human beings. So to have a mistake like that there that's going to live forever, it's beautiful as much as he butchered it. So I think it's symbolic in a way as well.
It encompasses what we're all about.
Yeah, we're not fucking perfect. Do you know that other podcasts, guys, when they shoot, they cut. You've butchered a word, you know, and then they retake everything. You know what I mean? We're not those guys. We give it to you raw. You know, with our mistakes, errors, and flaws.
Without lube.
They get wet for us. We don't need lube. We don't need lube.
On the line, revolution.
Wait, I want to hear it again.
The Humbinger.
What did you say? The Humbinger.
On the line.
Revolution. Online revolution.
A marriage of chillers and platforms that will last.
That will last longer than it.
Do not fear. For if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do?
Hey, I see radio stations are doing interviews with Mapapunzi now.
We kill careers. I saw Thibaut Touch interviewing Mapapunzi now. Man, they had forgotten about Mapapunzi. Now he's doing press runs. Interview here, interview there. Shout out to Mapapunzi, man.
Pagama Chila.
Pagama. Iklesha. Iklesha. Oh,
that was goosebumps.
That. Yeah. Oh.
Pagama Chila. Iklesha. When I wrote that, I was like, oh.
We tried it this way.
The figgy. Even if when they ask.
And I like how Mesh meshed what we're saying with the.
What's where it came up? Like, what our sub union is the country Zulu.
Yes.
And it's Stevie, there's thingy.
Angelic.
Oh, it was beautiful, bro.
Our sub union.
Shout out, Milligan.
Do not fear. If you do, just say, Anistevi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is
medicine of censorship.
Yes,
poetic,
yes.
Man. As a writer.
As a writer, guys.
The pill. Which one is
it's
that one?
Right.
Podcast and chill.
Anyway, Henda, what do you mean, ladies and gentlemen? We are drop back. What a watch. Is here, Ghost Lady is here, Mbokoto Fact Checker is here, I is here, Melikent is here. Yeah, man. Where do you guys want to start, man? Anyone excited about the summers? Are you guys excited?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Does anyone still care about the summers,
nope,
bro?
And they did it to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's been subpar. Even the awards themselves have been subpar. Over and above that, people don't really care much for these kind of things, you know? Like, but even the production has been subpar. So they did it to themselves. Remember the one time they did them in the parking lot at was it Monte? Monte Casino, remember the parking lot there?
Yeah.
I was like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, they fucked it up. Guys. They did it to themselves. So, nah, no one cares about this.
Oh, you're not hosting them this year, Pelé? It's sore season right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I shouldn't have said that. Hey, I shouldn't have said that. Maybe they're maybe they're considering me to host.
Yeah.
It's fine. Call me. I'll apologize. Open up the show with an apology. Let me host them. We'll open up the fucking with an apology. Hey.
And people want to watch that, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's soul season right now.
Hey, what do you mean? It's next season.
That's all.
Joy is in macro. Hey. Podcast is booming.
But that's what I realized when I was doing the Junk Art interview. I'm like, fuck. You know, we never actually take time to realize the shit that we're doing, like the impact that we have, because we're always about the next interview, the next show.
Yeah, true.
But we never get time to just chill and like
and
be
bask
like,
in it.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at Aye. He's got a massive song. He was performing with Robert Boy and ENCA.
Bro, I saw that in the morning.
Yeah, he was mixing on YFM.
Oh, the same day, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Ghost Lady's about to give birth.
Yo. Oh, shut up. Whoa.
You know what I mean? You are on TV every fucking day.
Hypo.
You know, I'm TV, on the internet.
And then we got Mesh waiting for roadkill by the toilets.
Yo, what happened? Mesh?
Wait.
Explain. Mesh was... Whoa. Oh, Kaza. Explain.
Ain't seen me. I'm off us. Yes, sir.
Mesh was waiting by the toilets. The women's toilets. For roadkill. Where was this? Wait.
Whose
toilet?
Now?
Where? Wait. Mesh was waiting for roadkill. Hunting for roadkill.
Indoors, number one.
Indoors, by the woman's toilet.
And I was playing at Newcastle last week.
Yeah.
So it was a rough boy. If it was a rough time for the boys. They couldn't get any roadkill.
Who was he with? The boys.
Yeah, the guys I was rolling with. Oh, Mesh, Catmaster.
Yeah.
Jason as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it was a rough night for them.
Exposing.
Yeah.
And it was a rough night for the boys. And you?
Hey, me, you know me. Yeah, go sleep, dog. You know me,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, you know us. You go sleep.
No, but I called him. He was in the car waiting on the boys.
Yeah, I chilled in the car waiting to go home. I was rough. Niggas ended up waiting by the toilet.
Did they get roadkill?
Nah, it didn't work. But Angvelanga from the car.
Oh, you need to show face to attract the roadkill. You're the bait.
They just thought there's some like weird niggas.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. How desperate can it get, man?
Hey, dog. I'm so lala.
By the toilets. Have you no shame?
Yeah, anyway. Shout out to King D. You know the guy did Rufuno?
Oh, yeah, Rufuno, yeah. King D.
Yeah, he's nominated for a summer for the Best Contemporary Faith Music Album.
Oh, yeah.
So, gospel album.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, King D.
He's a gospel artist. Yeah.
Jeez, bro. Shout out to King D, man.
Yeah, King D music. Zay Spontini is leading the charts with the most nominations, which is 7, mm-hmm. including Record of the Year. DJ Maphorisa has 6 nominations. Moby Dixon and Msaki has 4 nominations. Did Msaki respond to you?
No, Msaki hasn't responded to me, bro.
What did you say?
Siswam. Yo, now the emails I get, Budwam, and the inbox is Budwam. No, but it's understandable. Look, dude, she's probably sitting on 10 songs right now, né? With people she needs to collaborate with. Her inbox probably gets hundreds a day of people who want, you know, features. And also, she's human. She's probably going through whatever. What if she's going through a breakup? What if she's going through...
Also strikes me as someone who goes by vibes.
Yes.
So to me, whether she saw it or not, it's not God's time.
Yeah.
You know, it will happen. And also, the beat I have for her... If I give it to someone else, what if I get the hit of my life with that someone else? Mm. You know what I mean?
Then you got a story.
Yeah, so sometimes you must say, you must thank God for the doors that closed. You know what I mean? Because they lead you to others,
yes.
You know? Like if you weren't fucking fired from radio, you know what I mean? You'd still be back announcing at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right. You'd still be back announcing, you know what I mean? So it's blessings, you know? So it's blessings.
Why you gotta mention that? We had such a good show.
It's even a better show now. That was even a better show. No, but what I'm saying is, it's fine. You know what I mean? And it's understandable. And also, I get these kind of inboxes, right? Yeah. Where someone sends an inbox, you don't see it genuinely. And then they send another one. Because it doesn't go to your primary inbox on Instagram. It goes to your message request. And then they send another one. I said, I'm a chiller. You're ignoring me. Then you get another one. Same person. Dude, why are you not responding? Then you see it a month later when you actually do have time and you actually are happy. You've got time to go through it. And you're like, I didn't see it all along, you know. So I'm not gonna nag or whatever. Because
so there's times where you're not happy, Penduk. There's times where you're not
happy. No, but there's times where I'm always like, I try to be always, but there's times where.
When last were you not happy?
Yo. Oh, it's been a minute.
Nah, it's so season.
Hey. It's so season. Hey. It's been a minute. But you know what I mean? Like, so you know, you got to have a bit of empathy as a person. So it'll happen when it's time for it to happen.
On my way to Newcastle, there's a chiller who's sending him a beat. He's like, yo, please ask Mac if he can put his name on this beat.
Dope.
Right? But like you said, he sent it like 2 weeks back. And then Jason only told me on the way to Newcastle. So I'm like, all right, play the beat. Hear the beat. Yo!
Drop this flat. It's fire. So you gotta hit.
I'm like, Jason, let's call this guy now. Let's not waste time.
Okay.
So we call the guy. The guy's name is Mac Lopez.
Oh, even poetic, Mac.
Yeah. We call the guy. I'm like, yo, dog, I need this beat. This beat is fire.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. No problem, Grootman. Within an hour, he calls back. He's like, ish, unfortunately, I got bad news. King Monada just took it.
King Monada, yo.
Yo.
Ha! Wait, King Monada doesn't produce his own songs.
No, man, he's a performer.
So.
He's not a producer?
Idibala, he didn't produce it.
No, man, he's not a producer.
What did I always think? He's a singer.
He's a singer, dog.
Oh, he's not a producer?
No, no, not that I know of. No.
Oh!
So, yeah, but you know, if King Monada is jumping on it, it's gone.
It's gone.
And it's very different from his other song, because I think you played the song.
Yeah.
Is the one you played?
Yeah, the one I played. It's fire, ne?
It's fire. It's very different from, hey, it's piano. Hey, Monada is on piano now.
Yeah,
dope.
Move with the times, man.
The times, right? Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's dope, man.
Ish, I really wanted to put my name on that song, man.
But just tell him to make another one.
Nah.
Of the same kind.
Nah.
Of the same style. Did you do with MFR? They hit me up. They said they want to give you
song. They sent me some beats.
Did they? Are you impressed? You know, they're like one of the first, like the founders of Ampiano as we know it now.
Mm.
They're legendary.
So wasn't it Mdu TRP who started with the log drum?
Mdu TRP brought the log drum into piano.
So what did MFR Souls do?
MFR Souls, you're a piano dog before. It used to be... Hence the term I'm a piano, where there'd be like a lot of the sound I hate, a lot of organ solos and keys and solos and stuff, right? And just normal house bass. And then he brought in the
Do TRP.
Do TRP is the one who went to DX10 on FL and be like, ah, log drum, ah. And
no, we got to have that nigga, bro. Because everybody's using the log drum now. Even
log drum is piano. Log drum is piano.
Yeah.
Remember we interviewed Sakodi?
Yes.
And he was like, so if I put the log drum, does it make the song piano? I was like, no, not automatically. Also, how you play tempo, all these things. So yeah, but most of these guys don't speak. They're not talkers.
So you don't think Mdu is a talker?
Let's try him. Like Kabza, I don't think, you know. He can because he did that thing with the skewer. But most of those guys are like, just shy. Like Mtuda, they're all shy, man.
He can speak via the log drum, we'll translate. big shout out to Young Stana. He's nominated for a BET, man. Best New International Act, Young Stana, yeah. Major League as well, Best International Act for Major League DJs.
Mm-hmm. The Summers.
No, BET.
Oh, BET.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
Why am I headed? Oh, damn, being shout out.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're actually out with DJ Joe's now in New York.
Oh, Joe's is in New York, yes.
Yeah, you must check out his vlog.
In June, yeah.
Yeah, check out his vlog. It's on his YouTube page, DJ Joe's TV. So he's out with them and he called me the other day. He's like, yo, dude, you got to come out to New York. It is mad fun. It's lit.
Wow. Wow,
bro.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
So that's what's happening. Niggas are making big moves, bro.
Yeah, damn, bro. Damn.
Who else? The Amaroto sound to Sony Music. That's a big thing, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Is that a huge thing?
Nice.
Yeah, that's huge. Sony Music is huge. There's Africa and South Africa and then the international one. The one Michael Jackson almost bought.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. What happened to Def Jam Africa?
Oh, yeah. What happened to Def Jam Africa?
It's still there. They're
who's
working.
There? Who's there?
I know a lot of rappers. Who's that rapper, the young one?
Bogoto, please check who's on Def Jam Africa.
Yeah, please check the roster, it's called.
Yeah.
I know Nasty C is there. Boity was meant to be there as well.
Yeah, I heard something about Boity and Def Jam as well.
Mm-hmm. Most rappers are there.
Most rappers. Yeah,
most rappers. But they're not making noise, eh? They're not making noise. They're not like an ambitious entertainment. They're not like... Okay, even them, they've not making noise, but they had their season.
It's a huge brand, so everything they do is settle.
And then Rouge also signed an international deal. Who's she under?
Rouge.
Who's she under?
Konga Loss.
Oh, do Dev Jam. So give her the
money. Stokey?
Yes.
DJ Stokey?
Stogie. Oh, okay. Stogie T signed to Def Jam, Nasty C. Casper.
Casper?
Lies. That's a lie.
Def Jam Africa artist.
Casper signed.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey, bro, for real. Sorry, my bad.
Tellerman, Nadia.
Tellerman.
The whole of family tree then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Family tree up in this bitch.
but remember, those artists all come from Universal. Universal is part of Def Jam.
So it's a subsidiary. So all their hip hop acts will go under then automatically Def Jam. Because Casper distributes.
Rouge is signed to Sony Music Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right, cool, man. Cool. Hey, I'd love to have Rouge on as friend of the shows.
Yeah.
We've had her like twice already, man.
Oh, damn. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to work before you came.
Hey, so. Now we don't work. Now, man. Just chill, laugh the whole time and press buttons.
So remember last week I told you Zimbabweans are selling their toes for money?
Oh yeah, Gungweni.
Yeah, it now turns out that sex workers are running out of condoms.
In Zimbabwe.
It was reported that they have to improvise and use bread plastic to protect themselves while
bread
at work.
Bread plastic?
Yeah.
This thing you got yeast infection.
I'd give them the Rock the Girls condoms, but I finished them.
Can't you supply them in South Africa with Choice? Well, like Choice is everywhere, you know?
Do we still use Choice?
Isn't it?
Okay? Yeah, they've got flavors now,
what
bro.
What is it called now?
It's not Choice, it's what?
Max.
Max, yeah.
See, it was Remember Choice in my time.
Yeah. Dala way I would condomize that. Dala way I would condomize because
we know what Choice she made. Cosme, how are you feeling though, man? You're giving birth on Tuesday. How are you feeling?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Damn, you're 9 months.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. Not fully, but I'm just like scheduled for a C-section this week.
The first baby was a C-section?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm pro C-section, guys.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm not like a fan of natural birth. I think I made up my mind like in my teens, like this natural birth business doesn't look cute.
But we have to ask ourselves, what would Mabutsi do? C-section or natural?
C-section.
Mabuputi?
It's a nyanya.
Exactly.
Don't you always get like pains when it's cold?
Yes, it's generally they are. But I feel guys already childbirth is a very like serious thing. You know, you could have natural and you still have issues after. You could have a C-section and have issues after. You're playing a game literally, like you win or lose. But I guess most of the time we win, you know, you have a baby. And I just think it's like, you know how, I think, okay, women would say, you know, you have a natural birth, it makes you strong, you know, it's the...
The bond.
The blah, bond blah, blah, or yeah. However. You know what, you still love your child even if it was C-section, regardless.
Does that mean your coochie is still the same?
What?
Still tight and stuff.
Yeah, well, nothing is affected. Well, nothing happens to the vajayjay. They just cut through your stomach to get the baby out.
So it's like the same since...
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you get people who have...
He's saying no hair has come out ever and it's still... According to him, it's he thinks giving birth affects a vagina.
Yes.
And it's looseness.
Yeah. Normally there's that thing of like saying that, no, that happens. But you have a lot of women who have given birth naturally and would say that it's still the same.
It's
still the same. And guys who said I'm with a woman, you are currently with a woman who had natural birth, and everything is still the same.
Because
it stretches, right?
Yes.
And goes back.
I've been with a girl who's never given birth and her vagina was loose. And I've been with women who've given birth to two kids and their vaginas were tight.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Okay,
you
yeah. See?
So that doesn't mean natural birth doesn't...
It doesn't, yeah.
Doesn't, like, say, oh, you are just perfectly tight.
Hey, but it kills the whole fun. Because you see in the movies, like, the nigga rushing to the hospital and then he gets there and he's like, push, baby. It kills that fun. Because my first kid, I was expecting that.
Shame, man.
I was expecting to leave because I was still on air. I'm like, I'm ready to tell these fuckers, yo, I'm going to go, I'm going to labor.
To labor, yeah. Yeah.
I'm leaving this mic shit. I'm playing seven in a row for real.
Going to labor now. Yeah.
So I can jump in the car, rush, yeah. You know, go through the traffic, boom, 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 get to the hospital, hold them, be like, push, baby, push. I'm with you. Ah, can't you get there? We have to chill, yeah, in 2 hours. Having coffee.
Yeah, that's what you get with, like, when you've got a schedule, like C-section, when they tell you, come at this time, all right, and do this and do that. You just come and you walk in, you're like any normal person. Like, yeah, I prefer that. I don't want the huffing and puffing and pains and going crazy. And
were you in the room when your baby mama came?
I was. Yeah, and then I expected, you know, because I've seen most homies, like, post.
Yeah.
And they're always wearing the
overall.
The overall. The surgeons and stuff, you know. Me, I'm like, hey, who's the overall? I want to take pictures. The overall. They're like, no overall. It's a natural birth. So you can just come.
She was natural.
Natural. My daughter was natural. Natural birth. So I just got there, watched. And then nyanyis, a lot of people like by nyanya, like literally, you know. And then nyanyis, for me, it was the most beautiful thing exactly. I've ever witnessed. The birth of a child.
Mm.
Naturally. Yes, there was poo. Yes, there was blood, you know. But it's the birth of a child, man. Yeah. When you see your child and you see the head and it's wet and the hair is flat against the scalp. It's the most beautiful thing ever.
Until she comes out looking like fresh.
Hi, boy. Hi, boy. No. Saul's child looks like Saul.
Nah, man. You need therapy, though. Please find a therapist. Seek one. Seek a therapist, bro.
But you see, there are guys that are strong about it, even stronger than women. You know, they are the ones, yes. Like you see, like you just narrated it, like it was just amazing for him.
For me, after I left.
Yes, some guys faint, though.
Yeah, after I left the thing, I was like, there's no way you can think God does not exist.
No,
after exactly. Witnessing that, I'm like, yes. There's no way,
yes,
that you can be an atheist. Like, yeah. it's you can't explain it, bro.
Bro,
it's magical.
Ah, it's magic, man. It's.
How many more kids do you want to have?
One more. If I don't have any other kid, I'm happy. Like, I don't get this whole thing of Oak saying, "I want a boy because I want my surname to, you know, to carry on or whatever." I don't get that. If you want your surname to be remembered, for eternity, do something with your life that is that great. You know, build a library. Name it after yourself. The Saul Penduga Fosleris Library. You know, or the Saul Penduga Fosleris Civic Center. You know, then your name will live forever. Stop putting burdens on kids. So if I have a daughter and she's my only kid, I'm very happy with that. But ideally, one more. Because they're expensive also.
Yeah.
And you want the best for everyone. You know what I mean? You want them to put them in the top schools. You want them to travel at a young age. You want to go to Disney with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but our ancestors, 10 kids. Our ancestors are rolling in their graves, man. Because we have like one, two kids done. They had like two a month.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, because they're going to be married to 10 women, right? So this one is giving birth, this one, that one, and that one. But our ancestors are not stupid. They see from where they were that, damn, it's expensive up there.
Mm.
They can see that, damn, it's expensive up there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like back in the days where the groceries are in the backyard growing, you know, or roaming around.
Exactly.
You know? It's just a different world.
Is Hamilton Ndlovu dumb or unlucky?
I will say to get those kind of deals, take some kind of, you know, yes, maybe it's connections, but unlucky because a lot of people flaunt to their wealth.
For those who don't know, businessman Hamilton Ndlovu shot to fame after posting his fleet of luxury cars on social media not long ago and has been ordered by the state to return 150 million rands. He's also been banned from doing business with the state. What do you think, Ghost Lady?
Ouch.
I feel like he is... It was a dumb move to be posting all those cars. Like,
yeah.
That was just already if you know that, like, you got things, however you got these tenders was a bit... Because you're going to attract people. You're attracting the attention. People
yeah,
are
but
watch.
You know black people are melbang born.
Yeah,
they must see.
Already one or two cars, you know? If you name all the cars that he has, it's already like just... Maybe just flaunt one, you know? Not everything.
I want to know what happened...
And you said... And say you bought at the same time. So that's the thing. He was like, just bought these for my family.
How?
Mm. About, you can post all of them. When people don't know, they think last year, years ago. You know what I mean? People post their fleets. But when you be like, I just bought these today for my family. It's a big day in the Grover household. Then you fucking yourself
So what
up.
Happens to the person who gave him the PPE contract?
Thank you. It's the same question. The girl, Umani, the girl who got 800,000 from NSFS by mistake. How much? No. How
four,
many million?
4.8.
Yeah. 4.8 yeah. million by mistake. 14 million 14. By mistake.
It was 14 million.
She has now been prosecuted. Ne? What happens to the guy who made the payment? We always ask the same questions. What happens to the guy who flouted all the rules and regulations and stuff as a tender processes, if they were, and gave
because
the guy the deal.
There's people in procurement. Obviously, these are processes.
Thank you.
There's people
trust,
working
can't
in procurement.
Just trust the process.
Yeah. That work in those government departments or these government whatevers, just who approve this for the money to go through and approve these deals. Guys.
But
yes.
do you also think maybe it's just for the public, for sure, to show we're fighting corruption, and then after 2 months, it's going to be like, boy, it's cool now. It's safe, but don't
I feel
post.
Like it is, yeah. And he still will do business with the state. I feel like it's just an exhibition of
because how many envelopes are involved
in that? Because he knows
many
a lot.
Many envelopes are involved, bro. No one just gets a 150 million rand deal without kickbacks and stuff.
This do you guys want to talk about Cyril Ramaphosa, the Palapala farm thing?
Oh, what's are there any new...
Well, I spoke to Zugile Majova and he had a breakdown, but it's quite long. I don't know if you want me to go through it. It's like a page long.
Okay, damn. Just the key points. Like, I love the story. Like,
It's of national importance.
Okay, cool. Let me make this bigger because, you know, I don't have my glasses here.
Oh. You've never had your glasses here.
What do you mean?
You only wore them once.
Did you wear them once?
Are you don't know sure his glasses?
Doing,
hey,
you bro, did so many shows.
You missed out
nah, fuck you.
On a whole show.
Fuck you. Stephen Ayers. Yeah, only once, dog.
Okay, this is from our political analyst, Zugile Majova.
Ah, Zugile, hey.
These are his facts, but he sent me like a 5-page thing, which I can't read on a podcast.
Yeah,
that's way too long.
Boss.
Yeah, so if you want to check out this, he's got an article. I'll put the link in the description before.
Great, yeah.
Below where he explains. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he says, at the State Capture Commission headed by Judge Raymond Zondo Ramaphosa. Mm-hmm. Judge Raymond Zondo. Ramaphosa got protection and a free pass. Even his appearance at the commission took place last so that there was not enough time to cross-examine him strategically.
Oh, wow. Kay? Wow.
The judiciary. Or judges allegedly received money from the CR17 fund for Ramaphosa's ANC presidential campaign. Ramaphosa went to court and successfully ensured that the CR17 files were sealed and no one had access to them. Okay. Next point. Other persons of alleged interest were brought to the commission, such as Arthur Fraser and President Zuma. Mm-hmm. Zondo refused those two a chance to tell their own story, making his own conclusions. All right. Arthur Fraser was implicated in the missing 9 billion at the Social Security Agency, but then Zondo refused to grant him an opportunity like he did with others to cross-examine his accusers. Mm. Are you guys following?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Following.
All right. Yeah. Same thing happened to Zuma. He's accused of being central to the state capture by aiding the Guptas to steal money from government. Zondo was not interested in hearing Zuma's side of the story, because in life... there's always two sides to a story.
Yeah, true.
Oh, shit, and the Guptas got arrested, eh?
Hey.
Oh, I saw that! Yeah, in Dubai.
In Dubai,
crazy.
Yeah. Are they going to get extradited here?
I think so, because they made it sound like that they said they're working with the police that side.
Yeah,
if that happens, they'll call her.
Hmm. Yeah, it's going to open a kennel.
Did you hear those niggas had an ATM in their house? in the house in Sandton. Why
couldn't you just keep money?
Don't get an ATM.
No, no. At this rate, Ramaphosa should have an ATM in Palapala.
Not a mattress.
Oh, not a mattress. There's an ATM in Palapala as well.
Zuma then refused to continue appearing at the commission, citing that he has family history with Judge Zondo. In response, Judge Zondo decided to petition the Constitutional Court to jail him for contempt of court for 15 months, and the court did exactly as instructed without a trial. Ooh. Next point. At that particular time, Arthur Frazier was the Commissioner of the Correctional Services. Yeah. Yeah. An allegation emerged implying that he might be in the Zuma faction of the ANC. Zuma, after a few months in jail, was granted medical parole. We remember that.
Yes.
The unrest happened and whatever. Afterwards, interviews for the Chief Justice for the Constitutional Court took place. Ramaphosa thanked Zondo with the position against the EFF's wishes of a controversial manner. Zondo is allegedly caught playing political games on CR7's side.
Hey.
Are you guys still with me?
Yeah, Zondo's on,
Zondo was then parachuted to the next Chief of Justice of the Constitutional Court ahead of better candidates with the blessing of the very same Ramaphosa he defended at the State Capture Commission.
Oh.
So, Izanlazia?
Gezana.
All right. ANC provincial elections happen next, and Ramaphosa's faction is winning most of them. A criminal case of a covered-up robbery at Ramaphosa's farm is then opened by Arthur Frazier. That robbery happened in 2020, and it was swept under the carpet by SAPS, Commissioner of Police, and the Office of the President for how long? 2 years.
Yeah. Damn.
Longer than it girls' marriages. Okay, it's the last time I used that word. It's the last time.
No, I'm
overdoing it now.
For the show, yeah, it's the last one. For this show. Yes, for this show, yes.
And then the last point. Since the cops failed to investigate, public protector Busi Siwe took the case and she got suspended by Ramaphosa.
Now, right?
Both Zuma and Julius Malema are now accused of banding together with Arthur Frazier to ensure that Ramaphosa doesn't survive till the next ANC elective conference for a second term. And Arthur Frazier has told everybody, even Julius, that there's more that he's going to uncover. This is just the beginning. And just like that, so are the days of our lives.
Siakala, bro.
But what did you guys expect? Which politician, dog, is not corrupt?
No, thank you. Fuck? Power corrupts. Simple. Lord Acton. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm. Show me a politician that's not corrupt. I'll show you an it girl that's not selling pussy.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Let's leave the it girls alone.
It'll take a while, right?
A very long time. Very, very long time.
Yeah, what do you think, Ghost Lady?
I think just on this case alone, the whole this money that was found, that was stolen, go Palapala. Just for the fact that, because the maid was obviously behind it.
Obviously.
But then she was paid like 150 just for her to keep quiet.
Yeah.
Imagine.
And even the guys that stole the money, they were paid off as well.
They were paid off as well.
Damn! Yeah.
This even involves the Namibian president. The Namibian president also knew about this as well.
Mm.
So that's just how like messy for these past 2 years. We've been having family meetings, you know, calming us down with lockdowns and all of these things. Kanti. Hey?
But what do you guys expect?
He's not a
saint, dog. He's a politician. They're all corrupt.
No, it's because of how he was, you know...
Moving.
No. Like, how he was put forward to us. How he was promoted as the...
Giving people 350.
No, as just as the clean politician, you know? As the one who's got no scandals.
Our savior.
Savior of the rot of corruption, lies, deception.
Guys.
State capture, all those things. You know, he was made to be the perfect. He's a billionaire. He's a law-abiding person. He doesn't break laws. He doesn't do weird things.
He's a businessman.
He's a business. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. Like, and then Gandhi. Just, I don't get it. Like, if you're not that guy, you're not that guy. Tell them, yo, don't put me up as that guy. Because you might just find some shit in my closet.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
What do they say? Don't throw stones
in a glass house, right? Yeah, pretty much. You can't throw stones if you're living in a glass house. Look at him now. And why are you keeping almost 60 million rands in cash? It's illegal. You're breaking the law.
No, dollars, right?
You're breaking the law. Yeah, $4 million.
Yo, guys.
Is he not a DJ? Because DJs take cash.
Hi, bo. You know my ATM and leave, guys.
PJC. I'm the one that took.
When a promoter wants to pay you in your bank account, I ain't there.
Yeah. Bring cash. I don't have cash. I only have my card. Yeah, to mommy and I. To mommy, you know, I'll go with bread for you. Cupcake. Gosh.
Oh man, I got a wonderful email. I don't know if I should read this because it's quite long.
Nah, read it, dog. It's wonderful, it's worth reading.
Okay, I've been reading a lot. You read it, dog.
Because it's long.
Yeah.
It's long.
Are you tired from reading the article? 140
characters. He starts not seeing things.
No, you should have borrowed him your glasses. So.
But it's a beautiful email.
Oh, is it?
Okay, how long is it? Let's see.
Quite long. But just speed up through it.
It's 2 pages. And Meg, Kanye, and Saul, I write this to you moments after catching yesterday's episode with the elder John Kani. Well done on a great interview. Information and inspirations are synonymous with the platform. Okay, cool. I have a few things to tell you, but first is that you have stormed the realm of revolution and social change. Thank you. They starved you of funding in a way of advertising and you went unharmed because you are backed up by real people, the chillers. Child Celebrity shunned the podcast and you came out unharmed. Yep, they're still shunning the podcast, mate. Mm-hmm. Because of you, because you turned to real people instead of these celebrities who shunned you. You are all people of substance and you've proved this repeatedly. You've taken the baton of you've taken the baton and charged forth, creating a black-owned and black-led channel of podcasts that are helping black people stake their claim.
Wow. Hold on. Are we still together?
We are here.
Is anyone on their phones yet?
Are you
yet?
Reading me? Am I reading
properly?
On
their phones yet?
Are you following?
We are following.
Should I look up? You know, in school, you as I look up,
yeah.
Cram the word, like the next sentence, like look up.
Yes.
Then, yeah. All right, cool. You've taken the baton and charged forth, creating a black-owned and black-led channel of podcasts that are helping black people stake their claim. The Chillers Market and Max brand grandeur are what we will look to as the blueprint, as a testament to what we can achieve. Hey, it's beautiful, hey?
Mm.
Max, Sol, and Ghost Lady, the youth are here, the energy is here, but unfortunately, the power is not. Mm. Yep.
Load Do you agree with that?
Load shedding.
Do you agree?
Yeah, there's no power.
There's no power.
Yeah, there's no power. Oh, yeah.
None. The power is there. The funding from corporates.
Wait. Do you agree with that the youth doesn't have power?
No, they don't. They're unemployed, a lot of them.
But if we band together?
Well, we've always had the power of numbers. We've always had the power of numbers.
So that's why
But
I
the
ask.
Power of influence.
What do you mean? The youth influences everything.
Well, then why do we have industries that are just still white? Like advertising.
10 years ago, Jägermeister was not a thing. Right now, you can't go anywhere and not have Jägermeister.
And 10 years ago, Jägermeister was in South Africa.
Exactly.
In
but
pubs.
The youth made it a thing now.
In Brakpan.
The youth made it a thing now.
True.
So that's the power we have.
Yeah, even Corona, you know? And Corona beer, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So does that mean we don't have power?
But we have the power, but we don't have the power in boardrooms, though.
Oh, yeah. Where right
that's what I mean, decision. Money.
Bro,
the power in
which boardroom did you have to go to make Jägermeister the biggest thing right now?
No boardroom, but the decision makers are there, and they won't put money inside podcasts
and there's a guy who's
dog,
a brand
you didn't need my... Guys, listen to me.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Listen to me. Mm. Ghostly, listen to me.
Okay.
Jägermeister, when I was starting in the industry, whatever... was not a big thing, right? Then the youth came, my 2000 came. They popularized it. Now, if you don't drink Jägermeister, it's like you don't drink at all.
Mm-hmm. But where does the money go to?
Besides the money, if we can have power to make a thing that was non-existent to be existent, why can't we make the right things existent?
I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I get what he's saying, bro. He's saying we've got the numbers, the influence to make the change.
but we're utilizing it in the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. We started all like alcohol, yes. Mapiano. But,
yes. Unless it's Grand Joy, it's useless.
But when Tata Lugs comes forward.
Wrong toilet point.
Mina get bambi.
Yes, yes, you were saying.
But when Tata Lugs come forward and is for the youth, the older people that are running the country are pinning him down.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm saying. But we don't have power in the decisions.
He's alone.
But
imagine.
He's not alone, though. There's a lot of young people behind Tata Lugs.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot.
But the decision makers of the country are not recognizing young people.
Yeah, but if we all banded together. All, how many young people are there? More millions.
How many? How many young people are in parliament?
But regardless of,
yeah, that's where the decisions are.
That's
though. The EFF is getting kicked out every parliamentary thing. They're getting kicked out because they're young and they're saying things.
Exactly.
Okay, bro, you're a DJ. The powers that lie in which DJ they book at the event, is the promoter.
Which is the owner.
Yes. So the patrons don't have any say.
Yeah.
Right? But if we all went to a venue and all of us collectively in that club said, we don't want this guy as the DJ.
Power still lies up there.
No, they would have been forced to make a change because they need us to make money.
But you can't do that with entertainment. You're making an example with entertainment opposed to the country.
I'm showing you power dynamics. Is yes, we don't have the power now individually. If you are Lux, one man, you don't have the power. But if he has 20 million young people behind him, they have nothing to do but change.
Okay, we have 600,000 subscribers, yeah. But we still don't have advertisers. Where does that lie? We have the power, but where does that lie?
Good point.
That I need to have a sip and think about
it. It lies with the boardroom, Doug. Who runs the boardroom?
But if those 600,000...
That's where the real power lies.
But if those 600,000 people were united in the fight against... Because the advertising fight is just our fight, the three of us.
Oh, yeah.
Or the people in this room. Mm. It's not a youth challenge. It's not a youth challenge.
But it is because there gets to be more young people that eat of it. We get to employ more young people.
Yes, now imagine if all young people banded together and said to... a brand, why, and they all said the same thing, why are you not advertising on this platform? That's a different chat. Right now it's just
us.
Oh,
we're gonna cancel our
memberships
with your insurance if you're not gonna advertise on this.
Yes. Cause right now it's just us.
Okay, it comes back to power dynamics. The ownership is not with us, guys. We need to take ownership of stuff. Like that, we get to have advertisers advertising in black. You're doing an event now on the 26th.
Bro, the
for
same
blacks only.
But dog, the same people that took the bag away, that took the bags away from us, they banded us together.
Two can't even fucking sponsor our blacks only event.
What?
Two.
Okay, my
it's Snave, but it's too. It must be, you know, it's an old black party, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
But anyway, continue.
But Imboza.
Imboza, you know Imboza much. Imboza, you know Imboza drives or something. Open Imboza. You know Imboza.
It's a tobacco. That's.
Oi, PP.
Yes.
I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
But we can bring it back to the youth,
do
guys.
Do roofing in construction. I boy, PP.
All I'm saying is there's power and unity. That's all.
Yeah.
Sure.
I agree.
Oh, definitely.
But there's also power in ownership.
Yeah.
You own this podcast. You can do anything, dog.
Ah, fuck
yeah. Yeah, that's why.
You can go to you.
Who was the it girl who said, there's an it girl who tried to get Grand Joe or something like, yeah, get that shit off us. Like, ah, you own it. You know, like, hey, fuck, I own this shit.
Continue.
All right, cool. Maxwell and Ghost Lady, the youth are here. The energy is here, but unfortunately, the power is not. On June 16, which is this month, I'll be part of one of the biggest non-political youth gatherings since Fees Must Fall.
Yo.
A gathering supported by over 80 civil society organizations calling for immediate change to the status quo. Mm. The things we are seeing and hearing are scary.
Yep.
This cannot continue. A few weeks ago, I sat and watched the president of this country laugh about 22 million rand flag.
I said the
and
same
Yasin,
thing.
And Yasin, I'm feeling a nyang.
Yes, yes.
No, he literally wrote that. He's, he wrote that. About, Yasin, I'm feeling a nyang.
No, I get it. No, yes. I get it. I was also disturbed.
Like, it's crazy. It's not a joke, man. On June 16, our voices will be heard and taken seriously. We'll be at Loftus Versfeld at 9 a.m. and we'll be marching straight to the union buildings to deliver a memorandum of intent. We are tired of sitting at home. We are tired of waiting for handouts and the for handouts that only reach those that are connected politically. We are tired of fearing for the lives of our sisters.
Eish.
Yep, oh, and our daughters.
Yes.
We are tired of hearing the same speeches and promises every year. We are tired of hearing that we are the future when, in fact, we are the now.
Whoa!
Oh. That is a powerful email. I love the podcast. I know it has power. I've seen it spread like wildfire. I'd like to help grow this, guys. I'd like to help it grow like the guys who do screenings at a stadium. But for now, I need to tap into its power. Please call the masses to Pretoria on June 16 because we need them there and we need you. The podcast, he refers. It's time to test the power.
He needs us.
Yeah.
Hey, but we're not a political
party. Please call the message to Pretoria. Mamela, please call the message to Pretoria on June 16th because we need them and we need you. Huh. Okay, maybe it's referring, maybe you must, to you, like.
Yeah, you can go, man. Yeah,
you can go, Makai.
Oh, you got
it. Hey, yeah. You are reading this email, not me.
Yeah, exactly. This was sent to you. Hey.
Yeah. I am not a political party. I just want to drink and talk shit.
You see. Yeah, how will get the
welcome
power?
Chief, you own the biggest podcast.
Yeah. You help pull shit. More than laxative. Yeah, you must push this thing.
No, we'll read the email, but I don't have to go there.
Leadership. Hey, leadership.
My king.
That's the power of influence right there. Okay, you being there. You should be there.
The email
picture.
Is almost done.
But wait.
The email is almost done.
But I'm not a political figure, and I have no aspirations to be.
Yeah, and he did say, I think,
in his email, it says it's non-political.
Non-political.
It's just addressing the issues of the youth. You're just a member of the youth. And you remember.
I don't give a fuck about the youth, John. I'm... They must solve their own shit, dog.
No, but this is the voiceless.
I can't solve the whole country's problems.
We are the voice. These are the voiceless.
We're giving them a voice, but I must. Doesn't mean I must be there.
No.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, we're actually
giving
them
a voice. You see, you've got a voice.
All I care about is my wife, my kids, and I'm done. The rest, you'll figure it out.
You figured it out.
Oh, you figured it. I figured it out. Everybody must figure it out. Fuck. Oh, what?
Man, that's some real shit.
That's the real shit.
And you know
what?
Yeah, it's real because you're just saying, you know, that you don't want to be.
Now I must be an activist. You know,
you're a broadcaster, not an activist.
Oh, yeah, I entertain. That's it. We talk shit. We leave.
Explain to your wife at home. Like, hey, sorry.
And apologize.
And that's it, right?
That's too much on my shoulder, guys.
I like that because a lot of people. You know, that the president of Ukraine, he was a TV host. But he got so popular, people loved him so much. Now he's the fucking president being attacked by Putin.
Imagine.
You know, it's like, fucking hell, what's going on? What, I want to do a fucking, I want to do a talk show. The fuck is happening?
No, wasn't he a comedian even?
Why is Putin attacking me?
Yeah, he was a comedian, right?
Yeah, he was a comedian, like a talk show, like a Trevor Noah, talk show host.
Oh, man.
And then people loved him so much, and they were tired of politicians, especially because most of them were aligned with Russia anyway.
Yeah.
And it just got there.
No, I understand the power of the platform. That's why we're reading this email.
Yeah, but you're not that guy.
I'm not that
guy. If you guys
guy.
Want Mac to lead you in a march and shout...
He's not that guy.
And shout, he's got a dream. What, you got a dream in Venda?
Then, hish.
Hey, okay, I forgot Parktown Venda. Hey, Park Town, man.
Nina ma poopo.
Hey, you know. Poopo. Oh, nina ma poopo. Yeah. Okay, the email is almost up, guys. It's time to test the power you have built online. Can it transcend the internet and actually help save this country?
Okay.
Hashtag June 16 Youth Parade. Boom. 3! Boom.
So this march is real.
The march is real. I don't know how many people
you guys
on
are
the
in
ground.
Pretoria now. Are you guys going to the march?
You did Feast Must Fall. Do you have much energy for another one?
Huh? Wear a podcast shirt then, represent us.
Yeah, be like Neo. I'm Neo.
From the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and in case you're wondering what Mapaputi would do, he'd probably come through and spend the day in Nabo Achuz on the June
16th.
Okay.
Nabo
Achuz.
Nabo Achuz. Now, Hector Peter sitting it nice. Now, Nabo Achuz, Mapaputi. What's going on? That's beautiful, man. Powerful. No. But I like your response. You're not the guy. And if people want to look, you're not the guy. You'll give a voice on a platform, but you won't be there facing tear gas.
No, bro. I'm not here to save the country, dog. That's not my status.
But you'll use the platform to save the country.
Yeah.
But you won't. You won't be Captain America.
Me, I just
Captain
take care
South Africa.
No, I just take care of I've given up on this country, dog. I've realized no matter who's at power, what we do, nothing is going to change. All you can do is take care of your family, and that's it. And those you love. And do the best that you can.
But is that a good thing to say? I'm
just being honest, bro.
You can't give up on your country, I feel. Mm. But you didn't give up on the country because here you are. We're reading that email. Mm. You know, you still have hope. But you're just not that guy. You're not a public leader of a movement to challenge.
No.
Even if someone's gonna, you know, it's like this guy where I stay, right?
Yeah.
He always sees me and he calls me man of God. And then one time I was like, I feel like you should be in the church. Yeah. You know, and a lot of guys have told me that. Like, you speak so well. When you speak, people listen. I feel like, but I'm like, yo, I'm not that guy.
So
I will use my voice to change people's lives through what I love doing.
Mm.
You know, in your case, it's broadcasting, and in my case.
Mm.
But you're not going to stand in front of a church and act like you're holy and or stand in front of a whole marching band.
No, June 16, like, we're having a bri, we're drinking, dog.
We're rocking.
We're rocking.
There you have it.
Are you pro the people who decide you want to do some work and actually fight for the country?
I am pro. That's why I'm like, Tlatalax, come. That's why I read this email.
Yes.
I am
a voice for the voiceless.
A vessel for the voiceless.
But what if now the majority is like, had the same mindset as you and says, okay, June 16, siyaphuza, siyadakwa, kumnandi, siyabraya. And then... But then there's only like 50 people.
Oh, hey, coast lady. Why am I responsible for what people think? Oh, well.
I think what he's saying is like in apartheid, there was people who were like white people who were like, yo, I'm against apartheid. I'm not going to go down there and march and stuff. But hey, I heard you guys need money for funding because you've got guys in training in Russia, guys wherever. Here. You know, and any other support. Oh, yeah, I've got a printing company. I'll print placards for you guys. Here is the support. But I'm not that guy to be there and face a bullet. It's just not me. I want to be here and park time with my family.
And drink.
Mm. You know? And like that guy you're arguing, what is his name? On Kagas FM.
Felix.
It is, yeah. He was like saying, you exemplary because you just got up, did shit for yourself. And, you know, not expecting any handouts and whatnot. And you're using the platform to shed light on such emails and other stuff like Bonka Galaxy or anyone else.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah. Like if Feast Must Fall was happening while this podcast was lit, the leaders would have been given a platform.
Yes. Mm.
To be like, yo, guys, what's your thing about? And how do people join you? That's your contribution.
But we're not going to be
there.
That's
our contribution.
Hey, that's my... Hey, I've done my part.
All right.
Can I drink in peace?
Oh. Okay.
Hey.
That should be understandable, bro. That should be understandable.
Oh. I didn't sign up to be a role model. Why? Please don't... Hey, I'm not a role model.
He's not a role model, trust me.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's not a fucking...
Oh, no.
Fuck, he's not a role model. I know.
Parents, don't look at MacGyver and say to your kids, you must be like MacGyver. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
This is our nigga,
kids.
We know
him. This is our nigga. Trust me. fuck role models.
Only screw models.
Your role is only to screw models. That's our role model. He fucking is. His role is to screw models.
Hey, Mbokoto's not happy.
Hey, Mbokoto is not. Mbokoto is out there like, yo. Shout out to my clacky there.
Hey, what else has been happening, Ghost Lady?
Well, guys, back to the whole music stuff. Did you see the video, Yama Porisa, with just explaining how he got the song? He took the song Yama's music.
I saw that.
Yeah. But isn't it an old video?
Because it was alive.
Yeah, it was an old live. It's not a recent live.
No, it's not a recent one.
Yeah.
But remember that episode I did about 2 years ago?
Yes.
Where I was, have you seen that video? There was a podcast I did about 2 years ago.
Oh, no, I saw it now. Because of that video, Maporisa, it's now, someone posted on TikTok.
Oh, is it?
Of you saying...
Yeah, let me find it. I'll play
mass
it for
music.
You.
Yeah, let's play it.
Oh, you'll
actually.
Find it. Cool, man. Yeah.
I told you, I'm the truth teller, guys.
Yeah, you could catch you just man. Were able to see it from the sound, the way you know he does his music.
Because in the video, like
I should run for presidency.
The reason for him for taking
truth.
The song though was,
but
that,
you don't you have your scandals also like the scandals?
What scandals?
And they're not gonna find that the Mukwebo family. At the Mukwebo Lodge, and they're not gonna find things there. But the Mukwebo
60 million.
So this is what I said on the podcast in 2020 when Len was still around. Listen to this.
Oh, guess what I figured out this weekend?
What?
I figured how Maporisa and Kabza.
That's quite long. That's about 3 minutes.
Dude, those guys are amazing.
No, I'm gonna cut in and out.
Of the don't go.
I should get them.
You
man.
Should.
Have a shrine.
Yeah.
And you just pray to them every morning.
I figured how they're able to drop so much music. They don't produce all their tracks.
Oh.
Yes.
So who produces their tracks?
We used to play music in the background, couldn't you hear?
You had bad music. I was like, fuck, Janelle. Shit. And then what? There's some Pitch Black or Brick song. What?
Pitch Black. We used to start off with a
pitch
song.
Pitch Black. Nah,
yeah, we used to start off with a song, guys.
Bad music. But you were still finding your feet. What works, what doesn't. You know, it's fine. Don't worry, man. It's all good.
But anyway, yeah. So I explained, like, basically what happened, to cut it short. I was listening to Pori and Kabza at the time, and then I noticed a certain difference in the arrangement of the songs. Then I realized that, oh, this kind of arrangement is mass music, and then that kind of arrangement is Kabza. So when I listen to Mcimbini, I'm like, this sounds like a mass music kind of
arrangement.
Yeah. But that's it.
Shame, man. Because now Pori put him on blast to say, yeah, he wanted to take all the songs. So all the hits, he's like, yeah, I want that one. No, this one is mine. God, I think Mcimbini, they sampled something, Soweto or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere. And then Sam was like, I'm not fucking happy. Why are you sampling me when you heard it? You know, then Pori was like, don't worry. Can I use it at least? Like, yeah, only if you can use it. And he took it back from him.
But that's where Put My Name on a Song comes on. It comes from.
It's always been there, bro. Put My Name on a Song.
Yeah, that's what all these niggas do, bro. Some of them even, they have like kids that just camp in the studio. week in, week out. And just make beats. And then the big producer, let's say it's Sol Penduka. Sol comes and says, okay, I'll have this one. I'll have that one. But there's kids, like it's a boot camp.
It's crazy,
and they're just cooking beats.
For real. So yeah. All those big houses, just downstairs, there's just... It's a sweatshop.
Yeah. A sweatshop, actually.
Of beats, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you against or for that?
I'm for that. Just give people their shine. You see, like it's been happening. For example, Stethoscope, my homie, Stethoscope, stay, no one. He did I Remember When It Rains by DJ Spoo. But DJ Spoo has always said it. He's always mentioned it, you know what I mean? But obviously, it was DJ Spoo, Remember When It Rains, remix, or whatever, Josh Groban, or just... When it rains. But meanwhile, it's a guy from S7 Four Slow who did the song Stethoscope. But he says it in the interviews, like, yo, the guy who did Remember When It Rains, he gives him his flowers. So I'm okay with it. Just credit the people, credit the guys, let them eat, and also give them a bit of promo online and in your interviews so that they can DJ and let them eat.
Aya, right now, give me 5 producers who produce their own songs in our beyond.
Well, Kabza.
Demtuda.
Yeah.
Demtuda.
So you said Demtuda.
It's
majority,
right? Demtuda is, about he can produce, he's good. But with John Wick, Ndogzin, he told me personally, he played at my part at Propaganda. He did the beat for John Wick.
But he, Demtuda can produce.
No, he's good.
He did Shesha Keza, yeah.
Yeah, he did Shesha Keza. Demtuda is good, bro. He can produce. He stays in, like, he stays in the studio and Foslo producing the whole day.
Musa Keys
produce. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tonga, Michael Jackson.
That guy's good. Cool.
Musa Keys.
I have two more. I need to think. Visca produces.
Yes. Visca is good, bro. Visca is a genius.
Mess Music.
Mess produces.
Oh, of
Mess
course,
Music
of course,
produces.
There's
so many producers, bro.
Give us five that don't produce. They just put their names on it.
Well, Pori is the biggest one.
He can, but he generally put his name on it, yes.
Because, man, when you're that big, you really...
No, but I think it's unfair with Pori because Pori does give the guys direction.
Yes.
To say, okay, add this, do this, do that.
You see, guys, there's two things. Sorry. There's a beat maker, then there's a producer.
Yes.
So a producer can say, hey, you with the saxophone, come here, play. That's producing. You've produced it. You've composed a rhythm or a melody. The guy then becomes a session musician.
So take Pori out of that list, because he's a producer.
Yeah, but I want
names of people that just put their... They don't even know what Fruity Loops is. They don't even know what a kick is. They don't even know what shakers are.
Dintswalo with Soa Matrix, right? It's Soa Matrix and Mapurisa, but chances are... The production, as in the beats, were all probably done, or most of it, by Soa. But Pori can produce. He can make beats.
Pori sells the music.
Okay, yeah, Devon Gogo.
So he can put his face on it.
Devon Gogo, does she produce?
Gogo
doesn't produce at all.
She just puts her name on it.
Major League doesn't produce at all.
Okay. Uncle Waffles?
I know.
Uncle Waffles. Okay. She sings now. I saw some video of her singing. Did you see that thing?
That was an ad, man, for the...
Also, it's possibly not her voice.
Yeah, I don't think she can sing.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I don't.
She put her name on her voice.
No, because in the voice it goes in the ad.
It's an ad, dog.
Yeah,
but she can, maybe she but can. Maybe possibly that wasn't sing. Her I don't singing. Know.
Okay, which other names do I have?
There's so many, bro. In
there's
piano.
Too many, dog. I don't think it's bad, man. Everyone eats from this, and it grows the culture of amapiano. Remember, we need to get to a point where we like Afrobeats.
Stokki
doesn't produce. Also, he touches though.
But I know he's iconic for introducing piano and growing it.
Yes, growing the culture and growing amapiano. Now we have UK tours and all of that. It's because of these guys. And a guy from Ekhayelitsha in the back room.
Jezik?
Yeah, yes, Jezik, does he produce?
That one is cheeky. I don't know. I think
Jezik has an ear.
I don't know, Doug.
An ear for a hit or an ear of producing.
I think he's like Pori. So if you go to...
He's not like Pori. Because Pori has got productions that we know he did and he was good at them.
But
like,
you can't tell me when
way
he was...
Way back in the days.
Josiah Disciples. What was it? Jezik Disciples. He wasn't doing anything.
We can't say that. And it, but with the product, with the albums dropped by Josiah, where he's just by himself producing, and then with Jezik, it's normally collaborative with other artists. So you're right, maybe he can, but
he's I would bet that he's not strong enough.
Yeah, the stronger one was Josiah.
He knows what a kick is. He knows what a shaker is.
And he knows
everybody
how
knows
to put
what
it
a kick
together
is,
a drum like
everybody
Mac.
Knows what a shaker is, man. Come on.
Hey, this guy makes drums and leaves the studio.
And he thinks it's the holy grail of music. A kick, a shaker, a tom.
And leaves the studio. This song is done.
A rim shot.
This song is done.
It's done.
Right,
come on.
Put my name on it.
Yeah, right, but cool. Yeah, it's similar. I think then Jezik is similar to Paul.
Jezik is stronger to sell the music. Remember, this thing works both ways, guys.
Yeah, because didn't he get Melon Sleazy from TikTok?
Yeah, bo.
You see.
They're the biggest
so he's got an ear.
He's got
he's
the
got
ear,
ear. Yeah.
For the music. Of course, you need an ear for the music. You shouldn't be a DJ for
music. He made Amoroto.
Oh, yes, he did.
Lady Do. Pasta.
Pura.
So he's got an ear, bro.
No, no, oh, Jazzy definitely has an ear. He knows what a hit is. He knows what will work.
We can't all have time to sit in studio, Doug. Yeah. Not everyone has that time. The other guys have time to sell the music. The other guys have time to sit in studio in the background all the time, making beats every day, making 5 beats a day. I can't do that. I'm busy.
Basta also do other does stuff. His own music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Basta. Yeah.
Basta, hey.
Basta is hard.
Basta is good. Basta, hey.
You look bored with this conversation, Ghost Lady.
Oh, yeah,
no,
sorry.
I'm not.
Sorry. And for what? Everyone were boring.
No, you guys are busy talking. Okay, actually, no, it is boring because I feel like I'm there. I sit there and like to want to make music or I've got an interest in producing. So it is like.
And in the club, when you hear a song, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. Long as everything is put together. It's perfect. It's nice. Young Jaivisa. Good. I'm down for that.
We're like, who did it?
Who did it? Yeah. You are trying to break down. That like.
That kick. Hey, is that kick? That kick. That's Luda DJ's kick. Everybody uses Luda's kick. No, that's Luda's kick. What's going on?
I use Tulo's kick. You know my songs.
Oh, use Tulo's kick even now.
Yeah. Like Tulo's kick.
Ah, dope.
You see, it sounds like a maths equation. Finding X. That's what it is for you guys. Now you're dissecting. Yeah, solve for X. As long as him Nandi, guys, number one.
You just want a 6-section in this shit.
Exactly. Make it easy for me, please.
I want a string section. Fuck a string section. So it's a C-section. And the break.
What else is going on, Kirsten?
So, Ayanda Tabete, you know, there was some rumors, like actually previously, that she's dating like a married man.
Her
father, her baby.
Aren't they all, man?
No. So at least she came out.
Wow.
Yes. You know, it's good. The woman spoke for herself. So she through her lawyers, and a statement was released that did say Mrs. Tabete had chosen to remain silent. During this ordeal, and the matter seems to have grown out of control, and we now make this statement, said the legal firm. And the rumor that Mrs. Tabete was in a relationship with a married man is not true, and we have not provided with evidence proving otherwise. PM bullshit. Tabete's boyfriend, right? Listen, is not in any marriage or union recognized by any law.
But he wears a ring. The whole damn time.
Yeah, so, what's that ring about?
So, maybe people must ask him and let him.
Hey, I saw a comment. People don't like it when you're on your phone, eh? While we're doing the show.
No, I'm going to Ayanda Tabete's tweets. Yo, listen, whenever I'm on the phone on the show,
you're actually checking something.
It's always got to do with the show. I'm not on my phone checking booty calls or checking messages Pawn that are hub. Personal. No, it's always like when I'm on my phone, I'm working, guys. I'd never, you know. So 100%. Just to explain,
we know
to
that.
To explain to those complaining, you know what I mean. Like right now, Ayanda Tabete, Twitter. I definitely am not dating, nor do I have a child with a married or even engaged man.
Yeah,
as you were. She posted this last month on the 11th. You see, that's what I use the phone for.
What is she famous for?
She's an actress.
Oh, is she an actress?
Yeah.
You're a presenter?
Acting like she's not dating a...
No.
See, that's a beauty of broadcasting. You don't have to say it. No. Take the people. She's a very good actor.
She has put it out a statement, so she says she's not. Let's take a look.
Does anyone care? Do you guys care? Bokoro, do you care?
No, but the thing is, nobody cares, bro.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But like he's always said, just own it, right?
But this is why is he wearing a ring, guys? Like you're saying that I'm not, because there was a rumor that was circulating, which people are going to use.
Come on, do you believe that? She's doing that for brands, man.
Yes, because brands are like, darling, we're paying you 200K a month to advertise our face cream. You know what I mean? What's going on? It's for brands, for the bag.
Yeah, it's for the bag.
But the guy is showing a ring. What's the ring for? What is the ring for?
But would this guy be that stupid to be flaunting out a ring? Because normally...
He's rich. He's like the president's or a business super billionaire son or something. He's rich, so he can do whatever he pleases.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much what rich.
If you're married
do.
And you've got a ring, aren't you gonna remove it when you're obviously?
Not when you're rich,
because I'm soft. Yeah. But when I'm a super billionaire or super rich, hey, I don't give a fuck.
I'm having a tattoo with my ring.
Yeah, and still with the side chick here. You know? He's wearing a ring. So he can't like blame people for assuming he's married. You know? He's wearing, and also on Google, when you Google, what's his name? PM, I forgot.
PM.
And you, wife. Someone pops up as his wife. Who is his wife? So you can't blame people for saying that. Mm. You know?
Dude, we gotta do a podcast with all these people's wives.
How?
Oh, they were, oh yeah. So who's that one who left his wife for Michali?
I don't know.
That one, we get that wife. Mm.
Behind the story of behind the story.
Of the wife.
Yes.
Ah.
A panel of wives.
Yeah.
Real
the real cheated wives of South Africa. The real cheated wives of South Africa. RCWSA. The real cheated wives of South Africa. Yeah. That one. Okay, that guy's not from South Africa, but we'll give him in as well, you know. Put him. Who else got cheated on?
Hey, there's a lot, man.
Hey, there's many, it's dog. There's many,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. What did you think about Skumba and Bad Boy T getting removed from KFM Breakfast?
Oh, shit, they removed.
Yeah, man. Just broke today, right?
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, how radio. Is that?
It's radio. I feel like it's radio. Yeah. And it's radio, you know?
Who do you think is going to do the show?
Hey?
Who do you think is going to do the show?
The new show?
Yeah.
Ooh, damn. I definitely see like a, maybe like a.
Mac knows.
Maybe more flavor. Maybe they'll take more flavor.
Okay.
And Kuto.
Okay.
They'll take them from Metro and they'll do it.
So who will then be on Metro if they go?
On Metro, then Thomas can do Metro and Thomas can, no?
If you are struggling.
Thomas has done Breakfast at Metro.
Yes, he has.
Who would you like to see on Kaya Breakfast?
Oh, Dineo Ranaga kills her. She's underused. Whoever is there like, is like, you know, not doing a right job at Metro. They're undervaluing her. Her, and I'd put her with someone maybe like, you know, someone with some spunk flavor.
Some flavor?
Ha, fire. I'd see her with and someone unknown, man. Like, yeah. Look, bro, the thing is, why are we always recycling people on the radio?
They must bring someone new.
It's Kaya, so you can adopt someone at home, you know, like, someone unknown. Just bring someone unknown.
Yeah.
Or get Ria from Everything I Say Music, that podcast.
Yeah.
Get him there or something, yeah.
Oh, like, get a podcaster.
Yeah, that could happen. Oh, there's so much talent.
Get a podcast on it.
Oh, there's so much talent.
Yeah, brewing.
Like,
yeah.
No. Even in the Varsity Radio.
Yes.
Yo, let's stop this thing of, let's go shopping at Metro or... Yeah, what's up?
No more shopping at Metro.
Yeah, stop shopping at YFM, Metro. Just get someone unknown or someone dead in the radio... industry
space,
from retirement and bring them back or something.
Nah.
Yeah, that could work.
Nah. Someone's career.
I wonder. Who could that be?
Who? You! You! You could be that nigga. Fuck that.
Oh, gosh.
You could be that nigga.
Anyway, you want to say something, Ghost Lady?
Guys, did you hear? Okay, Joop Joop is officially coming back.
Hold on, sorry. So that means Kumba is not going to come on the podcast then? Before you go on.
No.
That's Kumba can come on the podcast.
He can come now, yeah.
Yeah, because if he's not going to be on Kaya, he can come now.
Yeah.
Dudu calls Kumba. That's our producer.
Yes, please.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was just saying Joop Joop is officially coming.
Oh, you can just talk
back.
To him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's my big bro. It's my big bro. I got his number. I was Kumba's number. I remember when I was dying out, I asked him for money way back. So I've got Kumba's number, literally.
Did he give you money?
No, he didn't. I've got... I don't. But I've got Kumba's contact. He's my big boy. I used to come to his comedy shows in Foslo, man.
Yeah.
When I was still taking like... You know, peanuts, a grand for a show. You know, way back. So Kumba, we good. I could call him.
Joop Joop is back on.
Yeah.
My nigga. Finally.
Why are we rejoicing?
Yo.
Hey. Aibo. In a country. No. In a country.
Hey, you going out with a bang, eh?
In a country of such high unemployment, why can't we celebrate someone being reinstated at their job?
Guys, I really need to piss. Can I go piss?
Me too.
Wow.
Can you take a break? I need to piss. Music. Yeah.
Okay.
Play my new song then.
Like the old times, eh?
Ooh, that was a nice piss.
The best piss ever.
Yeah, man.
Did you wash your hands, guys?
I did.
Yeah, we did.
Hey,
did you wash your hands?
I even sanitized.
No, I washed my hands. My hands are washed.
Costa, you're too sober for this show now.
Here go on, Jay. Zala, please.
Hey.
So you're saying Jube, yes?
No, I was asking you guys.
We are glad that a black man is not out of work.
Yeah, like someone is working. You know, I'm just glad that he's back working.
What else do you want to talk about, my dog?
Oh, man, rest in peace to Smiso Buthelezi.
Who's that, my dog?
A boxer.
Oh, yeah?
So there was a video flying around of a boxer, right? Boxer. Get smashed in the head. And then here's his opponent. Here's the referee. And then he suddenly goes on to punch someone he was not seeing. Very close to the referee. He was out of it. Mm. And then he went to the ICU. He was in a coma.
Yeah.
And he passed away now.
Oh.
From a boxing match.
Goodness.
Yeah, so rest in peace to him. That's internal terrible, bleeding, though. Hemorrhage, all those things in the brain.
So this was caused by the actual...
The death was caused by the fire. Obviously, he took a blow to his head at some point. And look, people made jokes about it, which is okay, because we didn't know he was going to die.
Yeah.
I didn't make the jokes, but people did. They didn't know he was going to die. It does look funny when someone starts punching thin air, you know what I mean, during a boxing match, but he later went on to pass away.
What were they saying? What jokes were they saying?
I can't forget the jokes. I can't remember. But obviously, bro, there's... Mm. Or some people just laughing. You know what I mean? But you don't know the guy's going to die, you know? Rest in peace to him. You see, why? I remember when people said, would I go on a...
Yes.
I said, no, guys. I'm not going to take blows to my head. It's just not safe. It's not normal. Mm. Boxing is not normal,
it's
man.
Not.
Boxing is not normal. Like... You can't just take... Imagine Big Zulu punching you with his entire might and it gets a perfect clean blow to your head.
Mm.
It's not normal. People do boxing should get paid way more than what they're getting paid. You could die in there.
Mm. No, that's true. That's true.
You could die. Literally, he's not the first one to die.
Mm.
Or look at boxers
These
when they
guys
retire.
Suffer concoctions. Like, you know, like the...
Concussions,
after, concussions after, I think, later in their years because of just all those blows that they
took. Abu Muhammad Ali, look at how they end up, bro.
They don't.
You know? So, like, any pugilists and boxers out there, shout out to them, man. It's not my thing, bro. Never. So, rest in peace, Smiso Buthelezi, man. Passed away after a week or so.
All right, cool, man. It's time for some announcements. I got so many. You guys ready for
it? Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. First one is the Chillers Market All Black Party.
Woo!
It's no longer at Rooftop Barbecue. We are now at the Nest in Modderfontein.
Modderfontein.
So you can walk
in. Not Dorfontein. Modderfontein.
Oh, sorry. Dorfontein, yes.
Oh, yes. Dorfontein. Yes. Yeah.
You can walk there.
Yeah?
You can walk to the gig.
Yeah, I'll run. I'll jog.
So it's happening 26th of June
Funny
at
guy.
The Nest. 50 Rand gets you in, 10 a.m. until late. We're going to have stalls of black businesses from the Chillers Market.
Stalls of bark, great.
Yeah, I needed a laptop the other day. I went to the Chillers Market and I bought
You got a laptop?
No, I needed one for my son.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, he wants to start coding.
Whoa, your son wants to start coding. Yeah.
So I went to the Chillers Market.
Hey, you got a serious son,
Mus. Yeah, yeah, he's
serious,
putting me to shame.
What?
He's coding.
You had an interest in coding at some point, right?
Yeah. When I was still captured.
Yeah.
You were coding?
Yeah, in high school. I did computer science.
Yeah.
You do computer science?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man.
I could code. You know the program they use at the tills at the supermarkets?
The point of sale.
Yeah, I could do that.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
In grade 11, I could do that.
Hey, yeah. Shout out, man. Yeah. Hey.
Then I met Wotiro and they introduced me to alcohol. The rest is just...
But look at you. You're still in a retailer still, just in another form now.
You're fine. You're a young, black, nice, diligent black boy. Then now...
Normal,
you know. Now you can't even get a dress code correct. What a paka paka all the fucking time.
With happy socks.
With happy socks. From coding to
So we're gonna have stores of black businesses from
Beautiful.
Chillers Market.
Black excellence.
Yes. Yes, okay. And then every show from the podcast network is going to do a live podcast. Mm. By the way, congratulations to the ladies' podcast. They got their first advertiser this week.
Wow.
Yes, shout out to them, man.
Coming off this Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Wow.
Wednesday, 3 p.m.
Advertiser, shout out to them.
Yeah, let's give them a...
Via.
Via.
Yes.
Via.
Okay. Yeah. What is Via?
Well, what is Via?
So they were talking about family planning. In fact, they showed they will have a doctor there.
Yeah.
Who's just having a discussion with the ladies, and we're talking about family planning. That's the topic.
Okay.
So they're talking about the pull-out game. You know. So you get to understand. Does it work or doesn't it work?
Wow.
You know.
So shout out to them.
Shout out to them. It's a shame. There's an insurance company that should have long hopped onto your all females podcast. It's a shame they haven't done it.
Yeah. Have you seen your skin color?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, true.
So we're waiting for City Girls to get sponsored.
Oh, City Girls!
And the car podcast. What do you have in mind? It's all about
for the
advertising.
For the City Girls.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah,
but the car podcast could get something.
Yeah.
Car podcast.
Yeah, it's all about
cars. Everybody loves cars in South Africa.
Yeah. So every show is gonna do a show.
Wow. So we're gonna podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna.
So we're the headliners, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna podcast.
And then before us, there's
many more.
Someone, many more. Ne? Nah, man. Podcast, ladies' podcast, podcast. Okay. Dope. Can't wait.
What else? Who's and then here? Yes. After that, we've turned the fuck up.
We party.
So we start at 10, right? That's the Chillers Mark, 26th of June.
26th of June.
So it's going to be like a market, you know, like a market vibe where we're supporting black businesses, right? And then later in the afternoon, we're going to do a podcast, live podcast. Okay. And then after that, we turn the fuck up.
Do we have a guest?
No, it's just us. We are the guests.
Oh,
we
dope. Okay, let's
I'll be on the ones and twos. You'll be on the ones and twos.
Oh, I'll be playing, definitely.
Aya is going to be on the ones and twos. Are you bringing Robert Boy? Because you go
bring
everywhere
Robert
with
Boy. Perform Sangeana. It's a hit at Sangeana, man.
Yeah, I'll try to do that.
Okay. Black Velvet from the ladies' podcast is going to DJ.
She's good. I like her. She's good.
DJ Jaws is going to DJ.
Sweet.
Oh, Jaws.
And our headliners are Nkosazana Daughter.
Oh!
And Sir Motherfucking Trill.
Loves wearing black. He's always in black anyway.
Yeah.
So
it's poetic.
So if you want tickets, check them out on our website. thisismacg.com. That's where tickets are available. So that's happening on the 26th of June. Looking forward to that. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And then also, Grandeur has officially become the fastest selling gin in the fucking country.
Hi,
it's Mac season.
It's Mac season.
I had a chat with Macro and they told me that. They're like, yo, dude, what's going on? I'm like, yo, man.
It's the power of the podcast.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we couldn't do the signing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it would meet. I got so many inboxes, people
what
saying,
happened,
and
guys?
Tweets.
They said we must postpone it because they're busy with renovations and stuff like that. Yeah, so we had to postpone it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, and then moving on, a lot of people have been asking about this jacket here.
Hey, please.
People want to know where you can get it. So, listen closely. You can now pre-order this. But here's the thing, Saul.
What's the catch?
It's limited edition.
It deserves to be limited.
So, we're only printing a few. So, it's first come, first serve.
First come, first serve, yo.
Yeah. So, scan this QR code that you see right now on screen if you want a limited edition jacket and a hoodie as well, just like this.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dope. So, we've got limited edition jackets and hoodies.
So, you can get either or.
Either or, whatever you want. Yeah. You can pre-order right now. Just scan the QR code. Big shout out to Tribe Afrique.
Yeah.
Tribe Afrique, we're good traveler.
Yeah.
No hands! Still, I can't believe.
So, if you're watching this...
He's from Ghana, so... Yeah.
So, if you're watching this, and you're watching this a week or 2 weeks after the show has aired, and you try order one and it's gone... Hey, you can't blame
it's
us.
Limited
man.
Edition. We mean limited edition.
First come, first serve. And then, finally, are you ready for this one, sir?
I don't think I am.
Which I need a drum roll,
one?
Man.
Which one is this one?
It's confirmed. Mr. Saul, aka Punisher, as well as myself, we're going to be out in the UK.
Aibo!
Yeah. Our our UK tour is happening Friday, the 15th of July. We're going to be in Manchester.
Highball.
City!
Did you say that? Manchester.
Manchester.
A man on.
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
Yeah.
Manchester.
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 Manchester. Manchester.
So Friday, the 15th of July, is our welcome party in Manchester.
Wow. Flipping hell.
And then Saturday, we're going to be out in London and we're both going to drop a set.
Mate! Whoa. London!
Oh. And then on Sunday, we're out in Birmingham for a live podcast and a motherfucking after party.
Birmingham!
Oh, that is so dope.
England. You should just do England.
England.
So yeah, you've got to purchase tickets. Check out the links in the description below. Otherwise, visit piradio.co.uk. That's piradio.co.uk. It's my first time in the UK. It's my first time actually.
Me too,
to
bro.
But it's my first time in Europe, yeah.
It's my first time in Europe, man. It's my first time in the UK. Can't wait.
I heard it's wild,
United Kingdom.
I heard it's wild.
England.
Yeah.
Is it wild?
Yeah, I heard it's wild, man.
Crazy. We're gonna have some fun, Manchester.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the Etihad.
And Old Trafford.
Ooh. Our Theatre of Dreams.
Yeah.
Gone by. We'll go. No, it's a big deal. Look. It's a big deal also. Old Trafford is a big deal.
Yeah,
we'll
go. It is.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. That's it. That's all my announcements, man.
Oh, dark on wait.
That is so beautiful.
Oh. Who'd have thought a fucking podcast would take us to the UK?
The podcast would take it this far?
Take it that far?
Bro, I was doing radio for 10 years. Ain't nobody in London knew me.
They knew in East London, bro. They don't even know in East London.
24/7
promotes go. They broadcast here in northern suburbs and Joburg. Oh, shame.
Yeah, imagine working for a provincial radio station.
Original.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh, no, but it's good. They coin it, you know? They coin. You work for YFM. You've never been on national radio. You've never been on national radio. So you can imagine. You imagine for 10 years straight, imagine. No, it's good, dog. Regional radio is good. It's decent. Oh. It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ghost Lady. Ghost Lady, it's your last day, man.
Aww.
It's your last day.
You sound like I'm leaving forever.
Bro, I can't imagine. I've never done a show without you.
Yeah.
We're going to do shows without you.
I've never, since I started the podcast.
When are you giving birth?
Tuesday.
Like this week.
Yeah, I was shooting on Wednesday. You can pull through.
Oh, wow.
She's on maternity leave.
Yeah, she's on maternity leave. How long?
For how long?
How long? I don't know.
2 weeks, ne?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how many shows? 4 shows. Ah, 2 shows.
2 shows.
Because
she's
not there in the interviews. Oh, yeah, it's 2 shows. Damn, it's just going to be us.
I don't know. We're going to get a...
Yeah.
A guest ghost.
A guest ghost.
Ooh.
We'll see.
You don't be surprised.
We can get Mbogodo. She's been auditioning.
Oh, we're gonna crush you. We're gonna crush you.
Oh,
we're gonna crush you. Oh, we're gonna crush you.
I'm not interested in reading your comments, so go off. Field day.
Oh, we're gonna crush you.
I already warmed it up for you. Today I was like, for what?
Oh yeah, you were like, why is two people getting re-employed?
Yes.
I saw that. You are welcoming her.
Anyway, we are here, man.
All the best with your birth, eh?
Oh, thank you, guys.
All the best. Have you come up with a name?
For my baby? Yes, I have a name.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll share it after.
You'll share it after? Oh, of course, yeah.
You're so blessed, man.
You are blessed.
I am. Like, I am so
How's
blessed.
Mnaga feeling?
He's so excited.
Nah.
You have a boy. Do you know what this one is?
It's a girl.
Whoa, you're so blessed.
Yeah.
Lucky you, eh?
Exactly.
Hey, nothing like having a girl, man.
Yeah.
Nothing like having a girl. That's why I said, like, I can die without kids. I'm good.
You see,
my daughter, she's
enough. He said after I give birth, he's going to take care of just her, like, and wake up for her every night. I'm just going to be living my life. That's why I'm going to be back, like, soon.
But beware. Mesh will be waiting for her at the toilet.
Aye. Forsake, Mesh. Forsake.
On that note,
I know babies love mash, but it's the potato, bro. Not the nigga.
Not here. Not that kind of mash. Mesh will be a respectful uncle. I trust in Mesh.
We out here, man. Podcast and shit.
Cute. Lovely show. Yeah.
Email podcast@thisismechi.com.